Bob or 30-year-old Bob has his Packer jersey on when the Packer game is on.
Right.
So you get a Favre jersey, theoretically. Or, in our business, when we meet some of these guys, and in the case of a couple, like Gabe or Garen, and you're friendly with them, so you're actually friends with a major league player, do you get their jersey? And furthermore, do you wear it in front of him? So you're Bill Guerin's friend.
Right.
You know, kind of. We don't go drinking with him, but, you know, we're friendly guys, and I like him a lot. So when the Stars said, hey, we've got the third Mutteris jersey we're trying to promote, we want to give one to you guys, what do you want on it? And this is even another offshoot, but so what do you want on it?
Jersey talk is so far-ranging, but let's just jump in with this.
All right, so I said Zuboff, and I went that way because I like Zuby, and also I thought of Garen, but I thought, what if I'm ever wearing this and I see Garen? Would I be considered gay by Bill Guerin to be wearing his jersey?
But I think you're advancing. I think you jumped to, like, chemistry 301 here. Let's start at 101.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start at the very basic idea of a grown man wearing a sports jersey.
I don't think that's gay.
No, I do it all the time. But that doesn't preclude it from being gay. I mean, obviously, I do some gay things.
You know what? I got an email from a guy who works for this company, Nokia, which is based in Finland.
Okay.
So apparently in Finland, you've hit on something here. Finland, wearing a jersey is gay, and I'll give you his quick story in a nutshell. He says, whenever I make a trip over there, I catch a few Finnish elite hockey games.
Wow, that's hardcore.
The first time I went to a game, I bought the home team's jersey as a souvenir. I even bought one that had a player's name and number on the back. Remo Helminen. You know him?
No.
You never heard of the Tampere Ives?
No, not really.
Well, he put his jersey on, and his Finnish coworkers looked at me as if I was nuts. They couldn't believe I was wearing a jersey. When I asked what the deal was, they asked me to look around the arena and see who was wearing a jersey. He looked around. Only kids 8 and under wear jerseys. In Finland, adults do not wear jerseys in Finland. Apparently in Finland, this has already been looked at. There's already been a focus group, a study, and it is gay.
It's like playing dress up in a way, right? I mean, we all support our team. Say you're a Cowboy fan. It's clear you're a hardcore Cowboy fan. Could you not accomplish that mission by merely wearing a golf shirt with the little Cowboys logo, maybe a sweatshirt with the Cowboys logo? But to wear a Troy Aikman jersey,
I don't think it's gay.
No, I don't either. I'm just saying I can see how it could be perceived as such.
I like it. I like the jersey.
I have a closet full of jerseys.
Now, have you ever seen a guy wear, like, the silver Cowboy pants in the jersey?
Like the full uniform?
Yeah.
As a gag? I don't know that. Like eye black and maybe a mouth guard?
That's probably just at a game, right?
Yeah, I think so. Now, Tom, and I assume we have contact with the station.
Unless it's the Tom and Kevin show.
Okay, Tom, are you there? Okay, Tom is on the phone. All right, fine. Well, let me just proceed then. We'll bring him into this later, as this is going very well right now technologically. Okay, the next element is wearing your own name. Because now this is where we are all very sensitive in the radio business, that it looks like
we're trying to promote our
shameless self-promotion. We always used to goof on Expo as wearing the Expo jersey, wandering around so that people are, hey, you know what? I think that looks like Expo. Oh, see, as he turned around, yeah, there's his name. He's obviously promoting himself. But to the average guy, if your wife is looking to make you a purchase and says, hey, I want to buy you a Cowboys jersey, should I get Aikman or should I get you? Should I get McDowell put on the back of your jersey? And again, separate yourself from radio. Separate yourself from any sliver of partial fame that you may have in your life. And
I'm going to say this.
Just say you're a Joe Plummer or something. Is that okay?
My feeling is it's okay if there is a real major leaguer that shares your last name. So growing up, I could have got an Odubee or a Roger McDowell or maybe an old Sam McDowell jersey.
So you think Turley's gag is funny? Where Mike Turley gets Kyle Turley's jersey with the Saints.
Yes.
Or I could get Marco Sturm from the San Jose Sharks.
I deem that completely acceptable, because I've thought about this for quite some time now. I think it's acceptable if there's already somebody with that your same last name and you go and get their jersey. But if you are, you know, you're just failed Bob Sturm with failed smile growing up and you're not in radio, and you have your wife buy you a Stars Sturm, and let's say your favorite number is 42 or whatever.
A lot of people do this. You go to a Stars game, you'll see a lot of names that you don't recognize, and it's that dude's name.
I believe that is where we've crossed the gay line.